Kind of a gloomy day out here. Cloudy, overcast. Y'all getting logged out. Gotta install Flash. Seen a 15-second olive oil ad?
No. No, I have not.
Yes, we will listen to Eazy-E. There's a lot of, like, post-NWA, not a lot, I mean, not that much, but the post-NWA output of Eazy-E is so, so spotty.
Slap my bitch. You pulled out scared, I knew he wouldn't last. So I said to my can see I cold smoke his ass. Because I'm a gangster having fun. Never leave the pad without cracking a gun. Hitting hard as fuck, I make your axe work, was it? Yeah, you should have known by now. Easy does it.
Easy does it. Wait a minute.
Does it?
That's fucking easy. But how does he do it?
How does he do it? That's what I'm doing.
Man, what you gonna do now?
Now I'ma bring it down just to tell a little story. Straight out the box, from the gangster category. About a sucker motherfucker. He's addicted, he's a smoker, but cop and call a clucker. He used to have a house car and golden rings, but the cookie crack took all those things. He must have been stopping cause he broke in my house. Caught the nigga on the street and straight took his ass out. Now I wanted for a murder that I had to commit. Yeah, I went to jail, but that was the shit. She got to the station by the quarter to nine. Called my bitch to get me out cause I was down for mine. The bitch was a trip call, hung up the phone. Now my only phone call was in the ganking zone. All the shit I did for her, like keeping her rich. I swear when I get out, I'm gonna kill the bitch. Well, by now you can guess it, it was just my luck. The bailiff of the station was a neighborhood clerk. I looked him straight in the eye and said, what's up? And said, let's make a deal, you know I do you up. Now I'm back on the streets and my records are clean. I creeped on my bitch with my Uzi machine. Went to the house and kicked down the door. Unloaded like hell, cold smoked the hole. Because I'm a gangster having fun. Never leave the path.
This song sounds fun. Like, oh yeah, you know, I went to jail, but yeah, you know, I got out, shot a lady, it's a vine, everything's fine, let's go shoot some more dice, but yes, alright, yeah, sure.
In one way or the other, I'm a bad brother.
I'm with you, E, let's just, yeah, sure, I don't know, let's go. That's a dangerous road, don't. Ooh, I hope this RV behind me can stop in time and not ram into me. Okay, we're good. Words. I think I'm up to 70 or 80 words. I don't know what I'm doing in that game. I got to a point where I was like, hey, do you want a shortcut to a black hole? I'm like, yeah, show me that. And then I fucked up and followed the wrong waypoints and didn't take the shortcut and instead went in the direction of the next Atlas station and... Well, that's that, I guess. I don't know. Like, I've become kind of disenfranchised with exploring planets sometimes, so... Like, it's become really easy to create... warp cells. Got all the recipes in place and all that sort of stuff. That's not that big a deal. So, you know, like, I found myself with four of them, and I was just like, well, fuck it, I'm just gonna go. I'm like, oh, look at these planets. Yeah, I don't know, they look like the last five planets. All right, fuck it, next system. Like, it's... Uninstall the Windows Store version of Skype and install the desktop version of Skype if you don't want the Windows, the new Windows interface shit. At the same time, I need more, like, there's a real chicken and egg, like, I don't know, problem with that game where I need more inventory slots to get shit done. Especially if I'm going to hang on to these items I keep getting, which is apparently you might want to hang on to for some endgame thing or something. That's a lot of fucking inventory space that's going to be spent on holding this fucking dumb shit. Like, it's an exploration game where a lot of the stuff you find is strikingly similar. And the more I talk about it with other people or see people on Twitter sharing their experiences with the game and that sort of stuff, you know, like saying like, oh, look at this quirky conversation I had. It's like, okay, yeah, I had that one 5 minutes ago. Like, it just doesn't seem like there's that great a variety. And more importantly, like, I think when it comes to a game like this where the storytelling is very light and the world is vast and procedural and all this sort of stuff, the hope is that you will be able to have your own stories to tell about the game. And I don't know that I've heard one yet. But it isn't like, well, I was warping systems and it crashed and that sucked. Or like, you know, not that I've not had it crash once. But like, or like, you know, I've found some more suit upgrades. Or, yeah, I guess, I don't know, I guess I'm going to the center. Like, there's just no one's like, oh man, and then the Sentinels came around and did this, and then this really unexpected thing happened, and... Like, it's not even leading to, like, that level of, like, mechanical storytelling. Of like, hey, this encounter I had was really crazy. Like, oh, man. Oh, the only thing I'm hearing is like, oh, man, I fucking dropped out of warp into a system and there were four enemy ships there and they blew me up because the dogfighting kind of sucks. Like, that's the story I keep hearing. And I haven't died from the dogfighting yet, so I don't know. I haven't found it that difficult, but... You don't, unless you want to waste a bunch of inventory slots on fucking upgrades, you're not that resilient. And that's a hassle. That's the stuff that's disappointing to me about it, you know, is that it's just not... The variety of the experience seems very low. Not only in the context of one person playing the game, but as you start to widen that out and talk to other people that are playing it, like... Other than someone saying, like, oh, I started on a really hostile planet, or, oh, I started on a really nice planet, like, there's just not that much to discuss. Soothing, though. I'll say that much. Like, there, you know, And I think it's a good, podcast game. Like other games of its type, like Starbound, like Terraria, you know, Minecraft. Though, well, I don't know. It feels weird comparing it to those games because those games are so much about building. As well as upgrading. Like, the notion of comparing No Man's Sky to those games seems... Like those games blow that game out of the water. In terms of just, like... the possibilities, the things you can do. And, you know, that's... of those games, only Starbound really has, like, the notion of, like, hey, I'm gonna fly to a different planet. And I'm not saying Starbound is infinite complexity and infinite variety, because in playing that game for the 50 hours, 60 hours I've played it, you know, you see the same enemy installations, like, over and over again. Like, you know, there's definitely repetitiveness there, too, but I think some of that is offset by, like, hey, I can take all this shit and put it in, I can put it on my home planet and build all this shit. Like, no, without that, No Man's Sky's, like, yeah, I'm just, like, Star Tourist. And it just doesn't feel like you have any real impact on the things you're doing, you know, on the worlds you're seeing. Yeah, it's like the exploration feels weak, I guess. And maybe there's a big change that happens at some point. Maybe, you know, maybe there is, like, something that is, like, right around the corner. And that notion and my general like of these sorts of games kind of keeps me going. The game's not about, you know, like, I like this kind of game where it's, like, it's not super combat heavy. It has its moments where, you know, that it gets intense, and sometimes the game breaks down there because the controls for the shooting and, like, the combat stuff's not great in the game, but it's not really the focus. And survival is not too difficult. That's where survival games really start to break for me. Like, when you get into that DayZ thing of, like... especially when you have the big multiplayer worlds of human players fucking each other over. It just becomes... like, the consequences become stiff in a way that it just pushes me away. I just don't have fucking time to... like, I love the idea of, like, these multiplayer survival games where, like, these social things emerge of, like, people fucking each other over and just, like, the it's unique. Like, there's really, there hasn't been a lot like that in games up until recently, right? You know, and now there's a zillion games that are trying to do it. But, like, the stick in a rock, lose everything when you die, hardcore survival simulator stuff, like, that's, I just don't, as much as I respect the games that are doing that stuff really well, I don't have the patience for it. And I don't have the time to have, like, a social group that's gonna watch each other's back and be like, hey, let's go, all we'll go play this game on the server, and we'll roll around as a pack and fuck each other over. And, you know, like that stuff, I think that stuff's amazing. I think it's amazing that games have gotten to that point. And I don't think those games are for everybody, like, but they're not for me, you know? With the way I play games, the time I spend playing games and all that sort of stuff, like, it just doesn't lend itself well to the sort of game that kind of demands that you only play that game and nothing else. And No Man's Sky is not one of those games. I mean, aside from the multiplayer stuff, like, it's just not... it's not hardcore in its survival stuff at all. And I think that's a good thing, especially... I wonder how much that game changed as it became clear that it was a very popular concept and it was getting marketed and you know, they were on Colbert and all, like as that game got, like, more and more anticipated, I guess, how much of it softened to accommodate this larger player base. You see it in some of the patch notes where they're like, Brad pointed this out, is like, you know, the last patch notes is like, that you're gonna find a lot more life on planets and shit now. You're gonna find way more stuff. Like, I wonder if they just did, like, late playtesting with, like, the average player who was... I wonder how many changes in that direction they made. Like, away from just, like, their ideal. It seemed like that, and maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, their ideal always seemed like, you know, this relatively realistic simulation of this universe where it's like, hey, you know, a lot of planets are not going to have life on them. You're going to find barren worlds that have very little, and, you know, you're going to, there's going to be, space is a fucking dark, empty place, and you're going to feel that. I wonder at what point they were like, eh, you know, you're going to find, turn it up. We'll turn it up. Turn up the numbers. More stuff. But now it's just like every planet has the same, you know, what, 9 types of structures or whatever it is, 9 types of encounters where it's like, okay, here's a waypoint with a trading outpost, here's an indoor trading outpost, here's one of the big outdoor platform trading outposts that is just, like, hovering in the air. Here's the abandoned building with stuff overrun with goo that you're always gonna get a recipe out of and nothing else. Here's, the drop pod with the exosuit upgrade in it. And so on and so forth, you know, and it just seems like those, that light handful of things has been distributed across these planets copiously, like, you know, in abundance. And there you go. Like, yes, you'll technically meet a lot of creatures along the way, but only, like, what, 4 races are spacefaring, speaking races. You're not engaging in trade with the fucking green marshmallow with 9 eyeballs on the front of it that just hops around. You're not parlaying with the tiny spider-like goat creature that wants to murder you on sight. Which I killed a lot of. I went in a cave yesterday. Thinking like, oh, well, maybe there's stuff in the caves. No, not so much. The only thing that happened in the caves is I got lost in the caves for like an hour and a half. And was like, fuck. I guess I'm just going to burn through resources or, you know, try to mine them while I'm down here to keep the life support stuff going. As I shoot my way through all of these weird spider goat-like, whatever the fuck they were, I don't know. They were tiny, so I can get a good look at them. I feel like No Man's Sky is really close to being, like, one of a kind amazing. And that's not to say it's a bad game or a bad thing. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's a technical accomplishment. I think they achieved something real with that game, and it's really neat. But you see the seams so fast. You see the parts where it's like, oh, like 12 people made this game. In the writing, in the lack of writing, the lack of variety, and the, you know, like that sort of stuff. If there was just like, hey, let's have 2 full-time encounter designers, like triple the number of things you might find out there. Like that, even that would be huge. But I wonder, like, how they patch that, you know, like, what do they do? They talk about, like, oh, we're going to put in base building capital ships and this sort of stuff. Like, well, I mean, if the universe is the universe, like, what is static about the universe across the entire player base and what is not? Like, that's my question. And now that, I guess, like, 2 players have been on the same planet at the same time and not seen each other, like, maybe those answers are out there. I just need to look for them. But, like, are the encampments at the same places? You know, is the exosuit upgrade always going to be at the same place on the same planet? So, like, if they were to suddenly say, like, hey, we wrote, like, 30 new types of encounters into the game, you know, new building types and, you know, new dialogue options, you know, like stuff that you're going to see. Like, is that something that could just pepper throughout the entire game? Or is the world set? And what's going to happen when the PC version is released and people just start, like, fully inspecting the data and writing hack scripts that just rename and upload every single planet at the same time to their servers? Like, I'm going to claim every planet at the touch of a button and rename all of them to Butthouse. Dog Dick dot Party, you know, whatever. Like porn spam, like rename it to some spammy URL. How it'll all go down in the end. You know, how will we look back on No Man's Sky someday? Like, will it be, you know, a triumphant thing, or will it just be this thing that, like, oh, I was, you know, will people end up, like, coming away from it largely disappointed? Feeling like, you know, because of the because of all the hubbub surrounding the game and its release and its price point and all that other stuff, like, you know, would that game have been better served if they had kind of walked away from the Sony deal and the marketing assistance and all the all that stuff and just kind of made the game on their own terms and talked about it on their own terms and priced it accordingly and all that sort of stuff? Like, if it had come out as this, like, relatively humble thing, which I think, you know, like, the people working on it, I think, still come across that way. But also, Sony handled the whole rollout for it. You know, Sony's, like, their, you know, the marketing and, like, all that sort of stuff. Is, like, Sony signed the deal to get it on their platform for some chunk of time or whatever, right? I mean, it's, you're not interested in naming anything. Same here. I don't have good names for planets, and, like, I rename, like, one out of every 100 things, I think, and it's always something stupid. Especially on console, where I don't feel like fucking typing anything with the controller. I might start over on PC. Also because I think I may have, by redeeming the pre-order ship, I may have encountered the problem where I now no longer have the ability to build hyperdrives, or I never gained the ability to build hyperdrives, so should I ever find a ship that I want that doesn't have a hyperdrive in it, I would get stuck. Which is something they need to fix. I like it for what it is, but I think the games that are I think there are better games in that space, and granted, those better games are often 2D side view pixely art games, or they are fucking Minecraft. Minecraft's not a good comparison, right? But I do think Starbound is. I think Terraria is mostly as well. Just think that it's been done better.
scratch like a chicken pox, and the itch is contagious. And nowadays you can find them selling dope to the early pages. I'm a group of my sack up, cause in the drought I make a gap when the price goes back up. And it's an open bank. Niggas don't gang bang no, but we damn sure slang mo. Don't get a book of smoke, no joke like Shope said. Even John the Pope couldn't save this town from the shit it said. And hell yeah, I got something for 10, fool. See, I was taught the rules by the niggas from the old school. I know a six-figure bank don't stank. All money ain't good money. But if you lag and lose, then you end up paying most dues. Stay strapped and keep busters out your next. Paychecks by 12, a game by 6. You gotta be afraid to shoot. Cause if you don't pop him, that nigga's finna pop you. And that's basic open game.
Come on, baby, girl, say the two plexuses. Follow me on my exodus. My poetics will earn the respect of us. An individual crushing hypocritical nothings like aluminum cans. Put me on the mic and I'm doing the operation. MC intimidation, occupation, rock the place, then leave, relieve the master John. Mark Tucker, master Don. In charge of the glass cash is on some whole new shit that you bastards on. Then the old style wow smash was gone. My infallible flow is to swallow you hoes. Rapping about cars and clothes, you need to kill
them. Selling out for the mini affair, but I just keep on doing that. I just keep on doing that. Never selling out for the money in fact, but I just keep on doing that.
Voices in your subconscious, knots in your intestines, crescent moon attack stance. If you glance at the mic, I'm unlike all types. Can't master brain connections, they need more gigabytes. I hit them twice, ice them, cold like liquid nitrogen. They need vitamins and ginseng. If you fencing with these, you get stabbed in the heart. Me, I'm like the Highlander, tapping the soul of my enemies, capturing their energies. Disappear from the stage like the Vanisher, grabbing the mic and drop a spike right through the center. For these niggas all sequenced up like the spinners, I get the crowd high like paint fitters, and watch we crews crackle and splitter. They can't tackle the impenetrable sound sciences of hieroglyphics, even with assault rifles and silencers. M16s ain't hitting nothing when we corrupting rappers. Togetherness like Alpha Flight, when we write that unmistakable interaction in your ears, out of sight. Fighting in a circle, we working the mic too deep. Past that motherfucker so I can sink my teeth in, center myself, then I walk through the flames. AKA the Mangler, feeling no pain, no stranger to the danger room. I'm in tune meditation. Blood coursing through my veins, so the thoughts came in a race with the taste of victory. I'm slippery, ripping these niggas apart from start to finish. And it don't stop, I keep going.
Rap selling out for the money and fame, but I just keep on doing the thing. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. I just keep on doing the thing. Rap selling out for the money and fame, but I just keep on doing the thing.
Roy next to John, I'm the only individual that capable of having a prime. I can't capture this rapper from this present day. Backwards to the depths of antiquity. No one can deal with me. I used to battle Socrates. Math and science, holding my staff, showing defiance to the gangster jargon you barking. Metaphysically sparking insight when mics in my face. No balance off either to blow up the place. A striver, I'm the MacGyver of the black race. The unforgettable prestigious speeches manifested by the northwestern regions.
Never selling out for the money and fame, but I just keep on doing that. Dee-dee-da-da-dee-dee-da. I just keep on doing that. Never selling out for the money and fame. Just keep on doing the thing. Dee 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 da dee dee dang. I just keep on doing the thing.
We do it. but he made a mistake, and he saw it, so that I could have any more trouble. He was always a lovely boy.
All right. I'm here. Yeah, I'll see you later. We might do something on the internet today. I don't know. I gotta check in with people when I get up there. But yeah, I'll see you.